all could have been different, Mr. Walker. You should have allowed nature to take its course. In the end, it will anyway.
So let me in the fucking house!
In Wild Horses!
Wow.
We should listen to that song. I don't know any other lyric to it.
We should listen to it.
That is the song that is frequently used in Fear, the movie we're covering today. It doesn't sound like a good song.
No.
To me. But they sure play it a lot.
We should just listen to it for funsies.
Just ironically?
Yeah.
You're so right. So you watched Fear for the first time with me. What did you think of it?
I did. I liked it. Not one of my favorites, but yeah. I just like kind of those old 90s thriller movies.
Yeah, they're fun.
They hit.
And Mark Wahlberg, you know what? He's crazy, but he's real hot.
He's a handsome man.
He's
That's
real
Marky
hot.
Mark right there.
That's Marky Mark, and he's in it. And he is in this role.
And he's a little too good at
he's
this role.
He's really good at this role. It's hit the role of a century. Actually, you know what? It's this and his role in The Happening. Have you ever seen The Happening?
Is that where, like, Earth tries to kill everybody?
Yeah, it's the
Yes, I have seen it.
We should cover that.
Yeah.
That would be really funny. But I feel like he's kind of confused all the time in that movie. And I feel like he's like a combination of this kind of crazy character and the confused character. He just lives angry and confused.
Sounds
Dad.
Like Mark. Yo, yes. Yes. Just like Dad.
Yeah. So it also has Reese Witherspoon in it, a very young Reese Witherspoon.
She's a baby in this.
She is. I was looking this movie up online, and it mentioned that they were dating when this movie came out.
She dated Mark Wahlberg,
which is probably more of a PR stunt, if I had to guess. But you know who she actually got with?
Who?
What's his name? Ryan Phillippe.
I don't know who that is. Phillippe.
He kind of looks like a douche, but he's real hot too.
With a name like that, yeah.
Yeah,
he
I mean,
does
there's
sound
no
like
other
a douche.
Option. Let me show you a picture of him really quick. Paris. Wait. Oh no, not Ryan O'Hara. That was loud. That was like you really went for it.
I did.
This guy.
Oh yeah. He does look like a douche.
He was in Cruel Intentions. He seems like a douche to me. His
eyes are too close together.
His face. Okay, well, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, well, he's handsome.
Yeah.
He's handsome.
Okay, well, now I can't unsee it now that his eyes are too close together. I used to think he was handsome, but nah. All right. They're a little tiny. Oh, they're a little tiny on his face.
They're tiny and really
close
together.
Well, you ruined a perfectly handsome man for me, Paris. I hope you're happy. Well, okay.
You're welcome.
Well, on that note, let's get into Fear. So the movie begins with an aerial view.
An
areola view, yes, of Seattle. The same way most movies in the 90s and early 2000s opened.
It was the view, you know.
The areola view?
The areola view.
And so we zoom into a nice house, and we have a young Reese Witherspoon who plays Nicole. And she's in the shower. And she's also supposed to be 16-year-old.
Why are we seeing a 16-year-old in the shower?
Why are we seeing a 16-year-old in the shower? That's weird.
That is weird.
I don't know. You know, the 80s and the 90s. Okay, well, even before that. And even now, if you think about shows like Euphoria, I don't know. Something about, like, sexualizing teenagers.
And they do it a lot.
In cinema.
They do it a lot.
Is weird. I don't know. I wasn't a sexual teenager. Either. I didn't even have my first kiss until I was, like, 18.
I didn't have my first kiss until I was, like, 17. So,
yeah, I don't know. And I was just like weird. Yeah, and here's the thing about movies. These teenagers just too sexy.
They are. Where are their awkward faces?
Mostly because they're in their early 20s.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't a looker when I was a teenager.
I wasn't a looker until a couple of years ago. Let's look up how old Mark Wahlberg was in this. And now
he was like 25.
He's supposed to be 23 in the movie. How old was
16
Mark?
And 23?
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Yikes. That's a big yikes.
Oh, he was actually 23. Okay.
I thought he was 25.
I bet you Mark or Reese Witherspoon was probably around the same age.
She was 20.
She was 20? You looked it up too?
I did when we were watching the movie.
Oh, well, okay. Cool. Well, I guess we don't have to look that up then. And so as she's showering, the dad is running through the woods, and he's also another main character in it. I don't know his name. It's like Tom or something.
A basic
he
dad
looks
name.
Like Tom. Or
he
Bob.
Does. He looks young, too. Like, he looks like he had his kid as a teenager.
Well, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. Paris. I'm just saying he looks really young to have a 16-year-old.
He does look young. I feel like that's how I'll be when I'm, you know, my kids are teens.
Oh, yeah. Even when they're in their 20s, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm a young hot mom.
Yeah, I'll be in my 40s. So I think the point of the scene is A, to introduce the father character, and B, to show...
he's fit.
And also C, to show that they're in a gated community, and there's a security guard who kind of is working down the street, you just put that in your back pocket.
The security guard.
Put the security guard in your back pocket.
I'll put him in my back pocket.
Put him in there. Stuff him in there. So at home, presumably after Nicole has showered and the dad has stopped running, they're in the kitchen. And we also meet another character, and it's Nicole's stepmom, who's young and hot. Her name's Laura, stepmom. I think.
Sorry.
And also she has a stepbrother. Don't, because he's only like 11.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll leave that one alone.
My stepbrother. Shut up.
I'll leave that one alone.
Yeah, leave it alone, you weirdo. But anyway, the dad shames Nicole for wearing a shorter dress, and it's actually not even that short. But
no, I didn't. When he was criticizing her in that scene, I was kind of confused because I was like, that's like a normal dress.
I think
it's
supposed to establish like he's protected. So at school, Reese meets up with her friends. One of them is Alyssa Milano, who plays Margot, and a no-name actor called Gary.
Just Gary.
I don't know this actor.
He's just Gary.
So that's her friend group, and they skip school to go to like a cafe / bar. I don't know. I want to call. I was looking
the cafe
it up,
bar.
I was looking it up on Wikipedia, and Wikipedia called it a cafe, but it's like there's a pool table in there. I don't know.
It's a mix. They were like the person who made this. They were like, I like coffee and I like to party. Let's combine them.
Well, I just feel like if you're a cafe and you have a pool table in your cafe, you're not a cafe.
No, you're a fun time. Cafes are when you do your schoolwork,
yeah,
and you study. Bars are where you party.
Party.
Yeah, so...
But they do get coffees. No, they get cake there. They get cake.
What is this place?
What is this place? And why did Wikipedia call it a cafe? They get cake and play pool. And Margot spots an older man, and she's, like, eyeing him, but he's, like, unattractive. I don't know, Paris, did he do anything for you?
No.
Okay, that's surprising.
To be honest, I don't even, like, remember what he looks like.
Yeah, he's pretty basic.
He's pretty basic.
He's, like, a basic older man. He's got, like, long hair and a beard. He kind of looks like a meth head or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, she's played by Alyssa Milano, and she's, like, ogling this guy. I think she doesn't have a dad.
That is fatherless behavior.
That is... It's like, I don't know. We never meet her dad in the movie.
Only or her mom.
No, we do meet her mom.
We do meet her mom. Oh, that's
her mom
right.
Fucks
yeah.
around, you know, it sounds like. So,
mother like daughter.
So she doesn't have a dad.
Makes sense.
To all the fatherless girls out there,
I salute you.
I salute you. And, okay. Well, that's enough of that conversation. We also, next to the old man is Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg, and he looking good.
He good. He has.
He look good.
He has he's really good at, like, death staring in this movie. And you know what? Kind of hot.
Yeah. And he's fit as a fiddle.
You'd like to fiddle his diddle.
Fiddle his diddle?
Yeah.
Makes it sound small when you call it a diddle.
Well, maybe it is. He has a... Oh, well, maybe his personality is what's wrong with him, but...
Yeah, that's normally the case.
That's always the case.
But Nicole spots him. His name is David in the movie, we find out later. But you know what? Same. Same girl. And David, he spots her right back. And he gives her the look.
He fucks eyes her.
I'd eat you. You know what?
Yeah, I fucks her.
If Mark Wahlberg was a song in this movie, it would be Eat You Alive.
I'd eat you alive!
I want to... Sniff on them panties now. That's so him. Nicole is with her dad, and it's established that Nicole's parents are divorced, And there's some baggage, and she's trying to convince her dad to not let her go out on this family outing, but he does convince her, and she's like, actually, you know what? Maybe I will spend time with my family.
Maybe I will do that.
That does sound nice. But later on at home, Nicole's dad is unable to attend the family event, which makes Nicole mad, and so she decides to go to this club rave thing with Margot that they found on the flyer.
Fun times. How are these 16-year-olds getting in? You know what? They're just pretty. And that's how they get in.
Must be nice. At the rave, they spot the older men from the bar. Nicole and Mark, David, start a conversation. While Margot goes after the older guy with the beard. And then kind of leaves Nicole alone. And so that gives David the opportunity to swoop in. And, he's hot, but God, not for long. As soon as he opens his fucking mouth, just dry as a bone.
It's like, ugh. Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, everything he says. We'll have to insert clips of everything he says in the movie because it's just awful. It's just awful. Ugh, God, no.
Oh, God. Oh,
God. God, why?
I don't want this hot dog.
Makes me not want a hot dog real bad. But a brawl breaks out, and it's like it turns into madness there. And I think the cops show up in like a helicopter and shit. And
a helicopter,
yeah. There's that, a helicopter.
Yeah, I remember that. That's,
I don't
like,
know why.
That's overkill.
That's too much. That's, you guys, too are doing much. Too much. But you know what? There's underage kids at this party, so maybe it's not too much.
So they need to be swatted.
They need. They need a spanking.
Margot would like that.
Nicole might like it too. She's a closet freak, I think.
I think she's a closet freak too.
I mean, that explains how
she's not vanilla.
Nah, that explains how she can talk to David and be okay with the dumb shit he says. So David and Nicole run away together, and they get out of there. And there's a scene where they're crawling down a ladder. And
And
David can see
right up her.
They
cooter.
Don't acknowledge this in the movie whatsoever. But both
it's
Paris,
the first thing I noticed.
Yeah, both Paris and I were like, he could probably see her cooter right now.
Her lip is sticking out.
Oh no. And also Margot and her older gentleman friend are running in the opposite direction, and they're like, well, we'll meet later. Da, 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 da. So
hope you're safe.
Yeah, hope you don't get killed.
Hope we both don't get killed
with these older men. Well, so that gives David and Nicole some bonding time, and they get out of their car, and
bonding with a 16-year-old at 23.
And what does he say about his car? He's like,
probably something stupid.
It is something stupid. What does he say? He's like, oh yeah, I just saw her looking sad and lonely, and I had to get her something. He says something like really like, oh God. Changes the time on her watch.
Bro, you're 23. You know, it should be a turnoff. It should be an instant turnoff when you meet a girl and she's like, yeah, I have a curfew. My parents will be mad and I'll be grounded.
Because I'm 16. But that doesn't stop him. He changes the time on her clock. And then they kiss. And her stepmom is like, take off your makeup. You'll look like a whore.
Take your whole makeup off.
And also, I mean, I get that she's probably mad, you know. Yeah, 16-year-old is out until 2 in the morning.
That would make me worried as shit if
also,
I was a mom.
Getting into shenanigans.
Yeah.
Going to weird club rave things where cops show up hanging out with a weird-ass 23-year-old.
Yeah, she has a right to be worried.
So at school the next day, David shows up to pick up Nicole from school, and they go to a bar.
I can imagine David like talking with all of his adult friends, and he's like, yeah, I gotta pick my girlfriend up from school.
Like in Pineapple Express.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And David tells Nicole he wants to meet her family. And it's like, bro, you guys just met.
And you're 23.
And
she's 16.
And they don't acknowledge this at any point in time during
the movie.
They
don't. I notice. And that's like that's a weird age gap.
That's a big age gap.
As a 23-year-old myself, oh my God, I could never.
So she does bring him home to meet her family. And he charms everyone except the dad. And he flirts with the stepmom a lot, and she flirts back. Laura, the stepmom, again, never acknowledged that she like flirts back with him.
Yeah,
you remember that scene?
Maybe
he was like, oh, I need to go clean up my my hands, where can I wash my hands? And she goes, oh,
my pussy. No.
Oh no. No. She says, I think a little bit of dirt under a man's nails is attractive or some shit. That's weird. Again, what's with this movie?
Maybe the dad doesn't put it down, you know?
You know what?
He doesn't rock David her world. David
says something like that to him later on in the movie.
He does.
Maybe that's a stellar observation mm-hmm. that both of you have made. You ain't fucked too good.
You're not a good fuck?
You're not getting at it, Dad?
Oh. Dad, you don't fuck?
You don't fuck, Dad? Okay. So, also, Margot is there, and she flirts with the dad. She goes in to flirts with the dad, and David sees this. This movie's just turning into a fever dream right now. It's hard to even describe. But, yeah, Margot goes in there. She's flirting with the dad, mostly because she doesn't have a dad, and that's her type, is dads. And, you know what? That guy she's dating right now with the beard, he could be a dad.
He could be a dad.
I bet he has lots of kids.
He could probably have a 12-year-old. He doesn't
pay child support for any of them.
No, he abandoned them.
Anyway, Margot's flirting with the dad, and she like bends over to tie her shoe, and her butt cheek is sticking out, and the dad is looking at her butt.
Dad. And our dad would.
Yeah, that's true. And David catches him looking at it, and I don't know what the point of the scene is. I don't know what the point of Laura and David flirting is. Why?
Maybe the producers were just like really horny, and they were like, everyone's horny in this.
But yeah, and that's the end of that plot line. Also, nothing ever comes of Margot and Dad. Looking at each other and flirting, and the dad was kind of like flirting back with her too. Again, she's 16. You know what? And in the stepmom's defense, David is 23.
Yeah,
right.
He's legal.
But the dad is, yeah, he's checking out this 16-year-old girl that he's probably known since she was little.
He watched her grow up. That's weird.
We're just adding that narrative to the story that...
We don't know.
He watched her grow up, and now he's looking at her butt? Wow. Before they leave, the dad tells David to bring Nicole back before midnight. And as David leaves, he turns around and he messes with the clock that's on the desk. But here's his trick. The dad is at the computer.
That's
with
what
the time
I was
on
thinking
it.
Too.
I mean, and I feel like there's other clocks in the house.
There's other clocks. She has a computer. I think the dad has a watch too.
But it worked. He duped the dad.
Dad must have been a little stupid.
He just don't fuck good.
He just don't fuck good.
Okay.
So he's stupid.
He's stupid. But so their date is that they go to the carnival. And again, Margot and her old man, gentleman, are making out in the corner. Because that's pretty much what they do the entire movie.
They just fuck. They fucking make out.
They fucking make out. And yeah. And they, Nicole and David, get on a roller coaster. And David finger bangs her on the roller coaster.
Oh.
And he's into it, too.
They're both
really too into it. And there's children on this roller coaster.
Yeah. Could you imagine getting fingered on a roller coaster?
I would not like that.
You hit a bump, and you just get nailed in there. And then she starts to bleed, and she's like, ow.
Oh, why did you add the bleeding part? Why'd you say that?
I needed
that?
To be specific.
I don't like that. I need everybody to be immersed. Impaled. Well, and also the other thing that I was thinking is, like, you're at a carnival, touching everything, touching, like, toys and shit.
Yeah. Dude, carnivals are the grossest because kids are really gross.
And now you're touching a vagina?
Blech.
Don't touch a vagina.
You probably touched somewhere where a kid puked, and now you're taking your puke fingers in her vagina.
If it was me, that's all I'd be thinking. I'd be like, are your hands clean? Did you get some hand sanitizer?
Can you not do that, actually?
And also, we're in public, and there's kids behind us.
And also, this roller coaster is, like, really bumpy.
And also, what a weird mix of, like, fear. Because, like, I get kind of scared on roller coasters, and I get, like, butterflies, and there's a lot happening. I don't know.
I don't think that would be
a good time. Also, you know what? He's going to get off that roller coaster and touch a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
With his puss fingers. And also, you gotta think how many other people have been finger banged and then touch all the other, you know. There's just puss juices everywhere.
Oh, no.
Why are we so gross this episode? The next day, Laura, the stepmom, and the dad go out of town, and naturally Nicole calls David and invites him over. And he tells her he's helping his friends, but that he'll come by afterwards. And she's like, well, I might be asleep, but, you know, here's my alarm code for the security system in my house.
Dumb bitch.
Nicole, you fucking idiot. And her stepbrother's there, too.
Yeah, don't get your tiny little stepbrother in danger.
Yeah. Bro? Gosh. Fuck. Nicole is asleep, and David enters the home, and he's snooping a little bit. He's looking at stuff. He's getting into shit.
Naughty.
And he's looking through Nicole's stuff, and he finds a little bracelet with Daddy's Girl engraved on it. And I just don't think that's appropriate.
No.
For a dad to give his daughter.
That's weird.
I don't like that.
I think porn has ruined that for everybody. Yeah, okay.
I feel like porn has ruined the term daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Daddy,
please,
daddy, please.
Fuck. So he crawls into Nicole's bed, and he's naked. All of a sudden, he's booty hole naked. I don't know where his clothes went, and
they just disappeared.
Nicole is sleeping in her bra and panties, and I don't know. That doesn't seem comfortable. But also, I guess maybe she knows David is coming, and she has plans.
I would have just dressed in a big T-shirt and my panties.
Yeah, I wouldn't sleep in a bra.
And I feel like panties. That's sexier, too.
Yeah. Is it?
Well, maybe not this. Know. Maybe I not for the 16-year-old.
Yeah. But he does. He crawls into bed with her, and you know, and they boom, smash.
Boom,
for
boom,
the first time. And they also say, I love you.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Shut up.
Nicole, you don't know what love is.
You're 16.
The next day... Yeah, they smash. That's the end of the story.
That's it.
They smash and say, I love
you. The end.
The end. He's in good shape. I noticed that during that scene. I was like, oh, wow, good for you.
He was in real good shape.
Good for you, Nicole. Good for you. The next day at school, she's walking around with her friend Gary, and she gives him a hug before he leaves. David sees this and then beats the shit out of Gary, and he accidentally pushes Nicole away during that altercation, resulting in her getting injured. Actually, she gets a black eye from it, and I don't really understand how that happened.
Just because.
Just because. You get a black eye.
Also, this 23-year-old, like, beating down a 16.
Yeah, he beat the shit out of the 16-year-old.
Come on, man.
Come on, Gary.
David?
Fight back.
Gary, fight back. Come on.
Gary. What, you can't fight a 23-year-old Mark Wahlberg?
The fuck?
The fuck?
You pussy.
And so, yeah. Nicole tells David to get away from her.
Understandable.
Yeah.
You don't want a guy...
Well, she's on the ground, and she's like, get away from me! Because he tries to pick her up, and she's like...
He's crazy.
That's a red flag.
Gary is my friend. Why are you beating him down and then injuring me in the process?
He's a bad boy.
Bad boy.
I like that you just totally ignored. You were just totally blank faced when I said that. You're like, he's a bad boy. Laura and the dad are back from the trip, and Nicole has a black eye, as I mentioned before, and Laura helps her cover it up. They have a nice little bonding moment, but Nicole does tell her that she got it from gym class, so she lies. And at school, Nicole tells her friend Gary that she never wants to see David again. And Gary's probably like, yeah.
Understandable.
I think you probably shouldn't either. I don't want to see David ever again. And you know what?
I don't
what?
Want him around me.
You know what? He really, if I was Gary and I knew what was going to happen, I wouldn't want to see David again either.
No. I think I would go up to my school and be like, yo, can you put me in like wrestling or like martial arts?
I'd get some pepper spray. If I was Gary, you know what, Gary?
I'd need
pepper spray. Nicole is talking to Gary and she's like, I never want to see David again. Understandable. And as this is happening, David has come into the high school. A grown man, David, 23-year-old, he goes into the high school.
Nobody stops him. Nobody questions.
And also, I would be very embarrassed if I was David. Yeah. Going to see, if I had like a boyfriend in high school, that would know.
They would all be in secrecy. It would never happen, but...
It would never happen, because if I had to visit my boyfriend in high school, I'd be like, you're too young for me.
You are a child.
You, even if he was 18, I'd still be like, you're in high school. Wow.
Huh.
That's interesting. But he leaves a note in her locker, and it says, I'm sorry. And obviously, Nicole finds it, and she's like, nah, man.
I
don't forgive you. And that, you know, again, fair. Oh, yeah. We're in David's room now. For some reason, he has his mugshot picture on the wall next to a picture of him and Nicole. So
I really like thinking of the process of getting his mugshot, because, like, I don't think that's easy to just get.
I don't know. I think you can find mugshots online. Oh, wait.
This is the 90s. So, I think he would have had to ask for it.
As he was leaving jail, they were like, here you go.
And which I don't think they do, but...
I don't, you know, but...
Maybe he went to jail and he was like, yo, got my, can I get a print of that?
For the plot, he has it. Because they want to show us he's a bad boy who's been to jail. And that's how you show it. But putting a mugshot, he hung his mugshot in his room.
And his teenage girlfriend.
And also, if I had a mugshot, I don't think I would hang it up.
No.
I would be embarrassed by that. David doesn't have a lot of shame. He beat up a 16-year-old. He fucked a 16-year-old.
Also, what did you...
He finger-banged a 16-year-old on a roller coaster. He snuck into our high school.
And it's like, what did you get arrested for? Was it something cool? Because I highly doubt it.
Shenanigans. He and his crew are a bunch of hooligans.
They are hooligans.
He has a crew.
It's adult not just, hooligans.
Yeah, they're adult hooligans. They're not even teen hooligans. But anyway, David sends a bunch of roses to Nicole's house, which she promptly throws away. That night, Laura and her dad can hear Nicole crying in her room. You gotta be crying really loud. Who cries like that? I cry silent.
I cry silent too. I try to be as silent as I possibly can.
Yeah, because I'll cry.
Nobody
in the
needs
shower.
To know I cry.
I'll cry in the shower. That's my business.
Me crying? That's my business. Yeah. Nobody else's.
Yeah. But she's like,
also, it's like you barely even know
you
this
dated
guy
him for like a week,
and he's 23.
And he's 23, and he says really, really, he says horrible.
It's like, don't
things.
Get too heartbroken about
Yeah, he just says the lamest shit, and it's like, oh my god, stop it.
But Laura goes in the room to talk to Nicole, and she confides in her, and she tells her about, you know, David beating up Gary and all this stuff. And the dad comes into the room, and he sees a condom on the floor. No, not a used condom, but condom wrapper.
He saw a used condom on the floor.
He saw
it was filled up.
Oh, man. You know what? That'd be so embarrassing.
It would be.
And he goes off on Nicole, which forces Nicole to reconsider David. It's like, you're forcing my hand here, Dad.
Come on, Dad.
If you gotta be mean to me now, I gotta fuck this 23-year-old man again who beat up my friend Gary.
Dad needs to learn how to be a bit chill, because then you're just letting your daughter run to this 23-year-old that, by the way, you are not even acknowledging. You're a bad parent if you're not acknowledging
Why
this 23-year-old.
Why are you not concerned about that?
It's like, he's concerned about everything else except the fact that he's a full-ass adult.
Yeah, I think he's actually... I think the thing he's most upset about is how handsome and charming Mark Wahlberg is.
Yeah.
Actually, not the charming part so much. Well, actually, no, he is charming to the dad. He's very charming. He uses all of his manners, and he's very polite.
I wish he would have used that to Nicole, but...
Yeah, he does come off as a lot more charming, like, when he's talking to the dad. So, I don't know. I just get the sense that that's what pisses the dad off the most.
Yeah. Yeah, and not the fact that he's 23.
Yeah, plowing his 16-year-old daughter.
Oh, my God.
At Margot's house, Nicole talks to Margot about the incident and how he accidentally hit her. And Margot says that's just a guy's way of saying he loves you.
Margot, are you okay?
What?
Are you okay, Margot?
What happened? Where's your dad? Where's your dad, Margot?
He's gone.
Well... Anyway, Margot's boyfriend, her old man boyfriend, shows up with David, and he begs her for forgiveness. And he's like, I just couldn't help myself. I didn't know it was Gary. When I saw his paws all over you, I just couldn't help myself. I just went crazy. How's my Mark Wahlberg?
Hit me again, but I still have to explain. There's nothing that I can say will make what I did all right. I know that, but I need you to know that it came from someplace good. Came from me feeling like I'd do anything to protect you.
From Gary?
I didn't know it was Gary. I swear, all I saw was some guy with his paws all over you. I don't know how many bad guys are out there. Guys that would take advantage of somebody like you. Guys that I would kill if they ever did anything to hurt you. I just lost it. But I want you to know that I'm very sorry about what happened to Gary. I am. But I can't be sorry that I love you.
That was really good.
When I saw his paws all over you. Oh, that was too much. That was too much.
I wish we spoke like that in real life.
You know what? I wish I knew more of the lines from this movie so I could, you know.
Yeah, I'll find clips.
I could do a David impression. It's almost as good as my Jennifer Coolidge impression.
Yeah.
I think. So we're at Nicole's house, and the dad arrives and finds David at home with
his family, and he's not happy about it. And also, he throws Laura, the stepmom, into the pool. David does.
Just being flirty.
And it's like, Laura, you're a grown adult woman.
Stop enjoying this. But he is legal, so it's not like he's young.
It's not as creepy.
She should be concerned about other things about him.
She should be. Yeah. I mean, fuck. She knows they've had sex. She knows that he beat up Gary, you know? I think
it's like, why are you so chill with this, girl?
Laura. David also makes eye contact with the dad while he and Nicole kiss.
Now, that's just weird behavior, bro.
That is very strange. Well, you know what? That's so David. And the dad.
That's so David. Locking eyes while I make out with your daughter.
That's so David. Beating up 16-year-olds, yeah.
That's so David.
Sneaking into high schools. So the dad decides to investigate David's past and discovers that David grew up in foster care and bounced around with no real address. And he doesn't have a current real address now. He just stays at his weird, shitty
friend's house. So he's homeless.
Yeah, he's a homeless guy.
He's a homeless guy.
What can you do? He's a homeless guy.
What do you gotta do?
You go up in foster care, you know? You get really good at fighting.
I'm homeless. I just hang around in high schools. How else am I supposed to...
How else am I supposed to brawl 16-year-olds?
Come on. Shit.
Okay, so the dad does follow David to talk to him. And the dad tells David he can't talk to Nicole anymore. And then David says, okay, and I'm going to say a no-no word, but it's in the movie. And he goes, oh, you're really not a faggot. To the dad.
I want to beat around the bush. I came to tell you that you're going to stop seeing Nicole. Now, either you're as smart as you think you are and you'll just go away, or else you're going to make things a lot harder on yourself than they have to be.
You know, Steve, you're really not a faggot.
What?
No, I'm serious. You seem like a pretty solid guy. You should lighten up on yourself.
We're not talking about me. We're talking...
Yes, we are. So that's what this whole thing's about, Steve. Your inadequacies, your fears.
You just wait a minute.
Now listen to me. See, I'm hip to your problems. All of them. I know you abandoned Nicole when she needed you most. Because I licked her sweet tears. I know about things coming apart at work. Maybe you fucking lost it in that department. I also know you ain't keeping up, so to speak, your end of the bargain with the missus. Because if you were, she wouldn't be all over my stick. But relax, Steve. We're friends. We're practically family.
I want you to understand.
Because, you know, the dad's confronting him. And I feel like that's a pretty sick burn, David. You know what? The more David is true to himself, the more I find myself liking David's character.
You know, because you just got to be yourself.
You just got to be yourself, you know?
Because you're gay. Okay.
Yeah, you sound a little gay. You sound a little gay, David. Little gay. I don't want to say that, but you sound a little gay, David. But now that he's being his authentic self, he's a lot less cringe. I'm just going to say that right now. And also, this is when he says to the dad, he's like, oh, you're not fucking the missus so good? You're not fucking the missus so good? I mean, he doesn't say that verbatim, but that's the gist of it.
Yeah. And I don't think dad does.
I don't think he does. I think David, you're spot on here. But so yeah, the dad is like, I'm going to rip your balls out. And shove them down your throat.
Dad, listen, I don't think this is looking good for you. He just called you a faggot.
Yeah.
So don't talk about...
No, he didn't call him... He didn't say that. He said... okay, he did get totally destroyed by the 23-year-old David, you know? And so the only thing he can do is say, I'm going to rip your balls off and shove them down your throat. And then he leaves. And then as he leaves, David starts... Ow. I hope you can hear that. But
he starts pounding on his chest
to leave bruises. So Nicole comes home.
That's so lame.
The dad's at home, and Nicole comes home, and she's like, "Dad, you blah 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 blah. You hit David. Yeah.
You criticize him about being violent, and then you're violent."
They go out. They spend their whole night making out, and then David drops her off at home. And then Nicole changes her mind about going home because she, you know, she doesn't want to see your dad. So she takes the car, and then she drives to David's house. It's like there's a party, and she's like,
"It might be a sex party.
I can't tell if they're fucking. I can't tell if she's dry humping."
She was really getting at it.
Yeah, she was just getting at it.
She was in her bra and panties.
Yeah, and then David comes up from behind her, and then he grabs her hair, and he's like, "Say you want me," or some shit. I can't remember what he says. "Say you want me." Say you want me, huh? Oh, now he's going Italian.
Ah, so you want me.
You want me, huh?
You want me?
But he kind of forces her to say, like, she wants him. And then he picks her up and throws her over his shoulder. And Nicole sees this. And also, it's pretty evident that the Margot wasn't super into David, you know? But Nicole's pissed at Margot nonetheless. She's also pissed at David. And so she goes home and she leaves a note on the dad's door. And it says, sorry if I worried you. That was nice. So they're kind of, you know, they're mending their relationship now because Nicole sees the truth. And at school, Nicole confides and Gary when David shows up.
Dun dun.
Yeah.
Dun dun.
Yeah. And she's like, Dad, get away from me. You know, again, 23-year-old David back on his bullshit in this high school talking to a 16-year-old girlfriend.
That and cheated on her with another 16-year-old.
And yeah, so she tells him to stay away from her. And then Gary tells David to get lost. So after this issue. Oh, yeah, I feel bad for Margot because she's like, you're my only friend! Which makes sense for Margot because, you know, Margot's hanging around these old weirdos.
And none of them's their
friend. I don't think any other 16-year-old girl wants to hang out with a girl who's fucking their dads.
No,
it's weird. But as she drives away, who else shows up but David, who's playing like a game of chicken with her in the car, and he, again, being very physical because that's who David is, and then he threatens to hurt her if she doesn't fix it. Which I don't know how she would fix that, David. Maybe you shouldn't fuck her friend, David.
David, you put this on yourself,
buddy. Why'd you do that, David? You know, she forgave you for beating up her 16-year-old friend. And then you fucked her other 16-year-old friend. And then and you're like,
you're mad? Why are you mad?
It's the consequences of my own actions. Fuck. Gosh. So David shows up at Nicole's house and and the dad answers the door. And David apologizes to him and asks if he can explain. And the dad rejects him and tells him to get lost. Okay, so David does get lost. He goes home, and then he does something, again, really, really weird. He carves Nicole for Eva, and it's the number 4, into his chest, and Eva is EVA. And then he puts pen ink in it. He gives himself a nice prison tat.
God!
Like, David, you don't need to do that.
That's cringy, dude.
And he's getting into all sorts of shenanigans. Because we're back at Nicole's school, and she walks out with Gary. And Gary takes a shortcut home through the woods. He's, you know, he's going home from school.
Gary, and then, why are you doing that?
Then David chases him down, and he was like, you know, when I was in foster care, I would just pound the walls. That's why they kicked me out, because I was pounding walls. And now, that's how I solve my problems. And I like to pound flesh. And then he breaks Gary's
Hey, Gary.
David.
Gary, did you know I grew up in a lot of different places?
No, actually, Nicole told me that you...
Oh, yeah. Bridgewater, Spofford, Rikers, you name it. You know what they all have in common, Gary?
No.
Weak walls. Actually, that's why they move me around so much. I pound on a wall, it'd break, then move me to the next one. And the next one, till finally got sick of building walls and just showed me the door. Pretty useful upbringing, it turned out, though, Gary. I mean, there's always walls. Usually moist, fleshy kind. They try to get in the way of me and it. Whatever it may be. Silly, silly people, though. They're willing to be knocked down! Gary!
Neck.
Jesus.
I shouldn't laugh at that, but like...
David, you're not as cool as you think you are.
Yeah, you sure killed that 16-year-old.
You sure showed him.
You sure killed him. Yep, you did that. So the dad gets out of work to find his red Mustang has been smashed, and a note is left on his car saying, now I've popped both your cherries.
David...
David.
David.
David. He's just getting... Yeah, this was a really busy day for David.
This was.
He gave himself prison tat. He killed a 16-year-old. Busted up a car. Oh, also, he finds Nicole. How does he even have time for all of this stuff? He finds Nicole at the mall and, like, goes into the ladies' bathroom and shoves her around in a stall. And he's like... Yeah, he basically grabs her puss and he's like, this is what's real. He Donald Trumped her. He grabbed her by the pussy.
This is what's real.
And we grabbing you
by the pussy?
Scares it's real. And the dad finds out where David is staying and discovers David is obsessed with Nicole and he has pictures of her all over the house. Super weird. He finds the Daddy's Girl bracelet and then David scratched out Daddy's Girl and put David's Girl. Which, David, honestly, that sounds better. That's less...
It does, but, you know, like, he could have just made a custom bracelet. Like, that's just weird.
That's David style. You know, the dad smashes up the house because he's angry and tears down all the pictures that David has of Nicole. David and his gang return home to find the mess, and David says he knows who did it. Whoa. At home, the dad is trying to get help from the police, but they're like, there's nothing we can really do, which...
There's nothing we can do. What, 23-year-old fucking your 16-year-old daughter?
Harassing your 16-year-old daughter and killing... Well, I guess they don't know he killed David. Oh, yeah, but Margot shows up right around this time, and she tells them that Gary's been found dead. And while the family is sitting in the kitchen... Oh, I forgot to mention, they have a family dog. And then the dog's head, just the dog's head, that has been detached from the body, is shoved through the doggy door.
Oh, man.
Who could it be?
Wait, I just realized that they have a really small doggy door, but this dog's it's like a German shepherd.
Yeah.
So what's this doggy door for?
For putting a head through.
Because I know that German Shepherd ain't fitting in that.
Yeah, they start pounding on the walls and causing shenanigans, David and his gang. And, oh, yeah, David goes to the door and he says through the peephole to the dad, he's like, you know, I tried to be nice. I tried to be cool.
Were you, though?
So let me in the fucking house!
And that's Did you says. Try, though, David?
I don't think you tried very hard.
I don't think you tried very hard.
Typical man. Saying, I tried the most when you tried the least.
You didn't even do the bare minimum.
You know, you killed my friend Gary. You fucked my friend Margot.
You called my dad a fag. It's not you trying very hard.
Also, you flirting with my stepmom in front of me.
Come on, David.
David.
Did you try hard?
Okay. So, yeah, the girls and the stepbrother are sent to the room upstairs to try to keep them safe while these hooligans are trying to, like, get in the house. And they see the security guard's little system area. Not system, but, you know, his area. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that they were like, oh, well, he can't get into the house because he doesn't have the alarm code.
And Nicole's like,
about that. Sorry. Oh, yeah, and they disconnect all the phone lines so they can't call for help. They disconnect the power, so they're just in there kind of stranded. But, yeah, the teenagers do see the security tower, and the little brother says he can, oh, wait, no, wrong part. No, Nicole starts shining a flashlight to get the security guard's attention, and it works, and he goes to check it out. So he pulls up, and he catches David and his hooligan friends, who a couple of them ditch because they see, like, the security guard coming. They're like, yeah.
They're like, no,
and
thank
then one
you.
Of, yeah, it's just like, I don't want to get in trouble. And the dad comes out to talk to the security guard, which, you know, I would wait it out.
I would have waited until, like, a full police force came.
Because one of David's gang friends kills the security guard, and then they captured the dad.
What a fucking useless security system.
I know. Yeah, he gave his life for that job, though, so.
Yeah. I feel like if someone's signing, like, SOS, maybe make sure you call, like, maybe, like,
call the
police
backup.
And,
call
like,
backup.
Backup.
Yeah. So, yeah, now they have dad. Now they have the dad, and they tell Laura to let them in. And it's pretty much just David and the older man who's with Margot now and, like, one other guy. But whatever. He doesn't matter.
I think he dies.
Yeah, he dies because
the 12-year-old
hits him with the car. Because
yeah.
What ends up happening is they know the kids downstairs. They know that the security guard has been killed, and the little brother's like, "Hey, I can sneak through this window. I can fit, and I can go get to the security guard's car and use his car telephono because there was no cell phones, just car telephonos. I mean, there were cell phones, but they were not." I think is commonplace, but actually no, this was 1996. I don't know, I'm getting off track here. But the guys tell Laura, the stepmom, to let them in the house or they're gonna kill the dad. I wouldn't let him in the house.
No,
I'd be like, I gotta protect these kids.
Even the
now.
Dad was like, no, like don't let
but
us
she's
in the
a
house.
Weak woman, and she lets them in, and then they tie up Laura and the dad, and yeah, so basically at this point the little brother is able to call for help. And he's safe. He's tucked away. But then, okay, I'm kind of all over the place here. But Margot's boyfriend goes up and he tries to make a move on Nicole. Which, you idiot, you should have known better. Cause
I guess this friendship is all about sharing, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. But David doesn't like to share. He likes to take.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he kills the guy for trying to get on Nicole. And then
David really is like, it's my way or the highway.
He is Limp Bizkit.
He is Limp Bizkit.
If David was a band, he would be Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, he would.
But then he grabs Nicole's dad, and the dad is still all tied up, and he carries him upstairs to Nicole, and he has a gun. I think it's the security guard's gun. And he tells Nicole to say goodbye to her dad, and he's like, listen, you gotta say goodbye to dad. You gotta say goodbye to your dad. I just keep slipping into like a more Italian accent. You gotta say bye to your dad now, Nicole. It's the only way. It's the only way we can work out.
And we're gonna run away together.
We gotta work out. We're gonna run away together.
We're gonna run away together. Is that okay, Nicole? We're gonna run away?
And then he turns into Elmer Fudd. No. Nicole, like, stabs him while he's about to shoot the dad. And then that distracts David. And then the dad is able to get free. And then they have a little tussle. And then the dad throws David out the window, which kills him.
That's the way to die.
And, yeah. And then the cops show up. And that's the end of the movie. David's dead. He's like, oh, no. You threw me out the window.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
How are we supposed to run away together?
And, yeah, that's Fear.
Amazing.
Wow. Wow. I really liked it.
I really liked it, too.
I really liked it a lot.
I liked it, too.
I liked it a lot.
Like the 16-year-old.
All right. Well, any final words, Paris?
Yeah, I guess I'll go to my local high school. You hang out around there.
Yeah, actually, I think I'm going to join you.
Heck yeah.
Until next time.
Bye!